everybody, and welcome to the Pitched In NPL show. And this week, because we're starting to get down to the really important results in the league, we're going to do things slightly differently. Because we're approaching Easter, we're going to split the NPL show this week into two. So welcome to part one of the two-part NPL show Easter special. And joining me here with his Easter eggs, all ready to unwrap, it's James Hayes. Hello, James. How are you?
Good evening, Ben. How are you doing?
I'm all good. So later we're going to be joined by Thomas Feeney as we'll be previewing Saturday's matches in the Pitching In NPL Premier Division. What's going to be happening in part two? Well, at this stage, it all depends where James is going on Saturday, because he's got a sneaky feeling he might be sent to the northeast to watch Mass United take on Liversidge. Can't think why you'd be going there, James. It's just a normal game, isn't it? Nothing big or significant riding on that game in the East Division of the NPL.
Well, only two teams on equal points.
James, it was sarcasm. It's fine. Everyone knows. So depending on where James is, we're hoping we'll have part two of this week's NPL show out on Sunday evening, stroke Monday morning. It all depends. But on that show, out before Easter Monday's fixtures, we'll have a fixture preview for Easter Monday's fixtures, as well as the results roundup for Saturday. There's not going to be many managers' interviews, and the reason for that is, well, I don't want to get involved in all this, James, really, at this point, because it is really important what we're talking about here. It's promotion. In some cases, it's relegation. So I'm just going to leave the managers to it just for a week, and then we'll be back on it in a couple of weeks' time when the NPL show returns. And the monthly NPL show will return for April in between the last league game of the season and the playoff semi-finals. So we are pushing the boat out this year with the number of extra shows. So be happy, everyone. Be happy and be well and good.
I'll be glad Easter's at the end of the season this year.
Yeah, and Easter, and more importantly, look forward to Easter, yeah? Right, James, I was touching upon it there that we are starting to get down to the important results, and that's what we've got you here for a results roundup for the results from Saturday, the 9th of April. Some big results here. Firstly, the title race continues. The top two won at the weekend. Buxton beat Grantham Town by 3-0. South Shields beat Stalybridge Celtic by 4-0. So both defences on song, and going forward, certainly not too shabby as well. So the top two still separated by 2 points, and South Shields are now 6 points ahead of Matlock Town. So with 9 points available left of the season at this stage, we're basically saying, I think, that South Shields have more or less sealed home advantage if they find themselves in the playoffs. Buxton have certainly got themselves at that point, being 8 points ahead of Matlock Town. So that's where we are at the moment after this past weekend. What do you make of those two results on Saturday, James?
I mean, both of them avoided big banana skins, you could say that. I mean, in terms of strikers, with Diego Didramo, 2 goals for him to go back in towards Golden Boot racing. Aston Chambers back on the score sheets a little bit for the first time. Quick mention of South Shields, so Darius Olsey starting to creep into goal scorers' charts too. Both sides have still got big, big ties ahead of him.
Well, we are going to cover off the fixtures for this weekend, Saturday, we should say, shortly, as we will be joined by Thomas Feeney. But we did. I've still got the cue cards here from last week's monthly show, James. So I'm just trying to work out what I've written here because I can't read my own handwriting. Mickleover away for Buxton this weekend. For South Shields, it's FC United away. Yeah, just a reminder. And then Buxton, I've got Matlock at home on Monday, blimey. And South Shields have got Whitby at home. Both teams, strangely, are having a switcheroo for the last game of the season based on last weekend. Buxton will be travelling to Stalybridge Celtic, and Grantham we'll be hosting South Shields. So it's kind of all rhymes, as one film director once said. Right, so that's the top two. I mentioned Matlock there as well in the intro to these results from last weekend. Matlock needed a win, didn't they? I mean, they got 3 draws, but they were all 0-0 draws, and they were kind of limping towards the finish line, weren't they? And they really needed a win just to ease any concerns of being caught up by the chasing pack. A very good result, this one. Basford United 0, Matlock Town 1. And what that does, it sees Matlock Town now 7 points inside the playoffs with 9 points to play for Bamber Bridge, currently sitting in sixth and outside the playoffs. So almost job done there with that result, and a much needed 3 points for Matlock, James.
Yeah, indeed. So it was a late goal as well for Matlock. It's worth mentioning that because it could have been easily four straight 0-0 draws. Something that's pretty much unprecedented, really, in football. 1 foot now towards the playoffs. Obviously, they think you need 3 points at this moment in time to seal it. If they can get a home advantage, even better for them. As of this weekend, they could be out of the title race completely anyway. So I think now it's just focus on getting ready for the playoffs, but getting that form ready. If you want home advantage, they've got to start scoring goals.
Yeah, the trouble is for Matlock, and we covered this last week, Nantwich at home this weekend, Buxton away on Monday, as we said, and Warrington at home finishing things off. So all the more reason to take those 3 points on Saturday against Basford, who are down towards the bottom end at the moment and not really informed themselves. So very, very important, I'm going to suggest, that one on Saturday for Matlock. That sees them open up a four-point gap, incidentally, to the rest of the league. Warrington Town and Scarborough both tied on 65 points, both picking up draws at the weekend. Scarborough Athletic drawing 0-0 at Ashton United, whereas Warrington Town took a point against Stafford Rangers, 1-1 there at Cantilever Park. So I'm going to suggest that those two games for Scarborough and Warrington heading into Saturday were tricky games. Ashton away, unbelievably difficult. Stafford Rangers at home. Stafford Rangers away form has been brilliant all season long. So to pick up a point and to keep things ticking over, I'm going to suggest a good set of results that, all things considered, for Scarborough and Warrington, James.
Yeah. A quick one for the Scarborough-Ashton United game. It's worth mentioning, Ashton United, they are the walking wounded at this moment in time because, again, they just can't get players back to 100%. So all credit to Ashton United to get a great result there at this moment in time too.
And big congratulations to Ashton United on that Manchester Premier Cup success against Hyde United on Tuesday evening. But yeah, back to Scarborough Warrington.
Yeah, so Scarborough, I think, similar to Matlock, I think Scarborough just seems to have come off goal scoring form. They've only four goals out of the last five themselves. At Warrington Town, Stafford still had a little bit of life going towards the playoffs at that time. I think obviously that draws pretty, I think that's eliminated them from playoff contention. Still got a chance, but results at weekend may knock them out. And fantastic goal from Stafford as well to get the draw out of that one. So yeah, Warrington, I think they'll be happy with a point more than Scarborough are, but with, again, both in level on points and with Whitby Town and FC United dropping as well at this moment in time, as you said there, they'll be happy with a point based on that.
Yeah, Stafford Rangers now 7 points from fifth place Scarborough, and like we said, only 9 points remaining, which is why I'm not interviewing anyone at the moment, because it's just too much. But yeah, Stafford Rangers there still with an outside chance. Bamber Bridge do take on Morpeth this weekend, which could be an eliminator there for one of those two sides. But it all really now rests with Scarborough and Warrington, essentially, and what they do, because if Scarborough and Warrington win their next three remaining games, then there's all this chatter of permutations and that goes right out the window, doesn't it? So, right, let's go to Bamber Bridge. Bamber Bridge is sixth. When we talk about Bamber Bridge, we can split the season up into three, I feel, James. We can talk about the brilliant start to the campaign, which lasted till about Christmas, maybe. Then the loan signings departed. Then the form started to slip at Bamber Bridge. What we've seen now is a kind of renaissance at Iron Gate, which has now seen Bamber Bridge get themselves to a position where they could really, really put the cat amongst the pigeons with the remaining three games of the season. They're 3 points behind Scarborough, 3 points behind Warrington. The goal difference to Warrington is a bit of a challenge, but the goal difference to Scarborough, they're one goal better off at the moment, James. A fantastic result for Bamber Bridge on Saturday, beating Hyde United by 4-0. Can Bamber Bridge do what Luke said might happen and get themselves in the playoffs right at the end of this dramatic season?
I think the big talking point for that one is if they can get a win out of Saturday, or even if they get a draw out of Saturday, they're still in contention because the games, again, the remaining games got left and now against sides, Lancaster and Nantwich, got nothing to play for at this moment in time. So Bamber Bridge have got more than enough chance to get into that playoff situation. But again, it's going to come down to that big game on Saturday against Morpeth Town. Obviously, they've got home advantage.
It's all based on paper, what I'm saying here. In fact, it's card, because the final exchange, yeah. Cue cards, as I mentioned on last week's monthly show. Vinyl Exchange, again, you're welcome. Atherton calls away for Warrington. Witten at home on Monday. Matlock away next Saturday. That's Warrington's running. Scarborough's is Gainsborough at home. Morpeth away. Radcliffe at home. So, again, it's all up in the air because football's not played on paper. So, you know, you've got human emotions and nerves and all kinds of stuff in play. But Bamber Bridge certainly put themselves in it over the last few weeks or so with the performances they put in. As of Morpeth, fantastic result on Saturday, beating FC United by 1-0. We figured that it might be a bit tricky for Morpeth after the Witten Albion result last Tuesday, but they bounced back strong there with a pretty solid performance against FC United on Saturday. That sees FC United 7 points from the playoffs, as we said, with Stafford 9 to play. So it would be extremely difficult now for FC United to get into the playoffs, I'm going to suggest. But for Morpeth, that gives them a glimmer of light, James. 5 points from the playoffs now with 9 to play for.
Yeah, but don't forget, like I say, as well as the Bamber Bridge game is coming Saturday, they've got Scarborough and Bank Holiday Monday.
Yes.
That 5 points is effectively 2 if they win both of them games. The only thing going against Morpeth is their away form this season at this moment in time. We've only won 1 out of the last 6.
So that's Morpeth Town. What about Whitby Town? Whitby Town started the day in 6th. They've dropped down to 8th. That follows, a dramatic afternoon at Stainton Park. Radcliffe 4, Whitby Town 3. Right at the end, it was 4-1, wasn't it, with a couple of minutes left to Radcliffe. And then Whitby started to inch their way back into it and scored 2 late goals. How was Saturday?
Myself and Paul Colley were talking about this absolutely bonkers match going off the reports, what he said. It's a tough one there for Whitby to take. So again, I think we said last week they needed to get a result at Radcliffe. They got beat there, so now they, like Stafford, they're desperate for Bamber Morpeth to end up as a draw and Scarborough start dropping points to stay in that playoff race.
This is the thing, isn't it, James? You don't want... It's 5 points currently with 9 to play. After Saturday, it could be 5 points behind with just 6 to play for. So, I mean, it's... We are at the stage now where you have to win, basically, I think.
Yeah.
Any of these teams, they have to keep winning. We said this last week and nothing's changed, really. Yeah.
And not support as well. It's when we say 5 behind, it's 5 behind and South Shields to play away on Bank Holiday Monday.
Well, that's the immediate playoff chasers. We've covered off Stafford Rangers and FC United as well. We're going to close this bit of the results roundup for the top end of the table, segue into the bottom end of the table with one result in particular. That's because Lancaster City were beaten by Witten Albion by 1-0, which essentially knocks Lancaster out of the playoff race. I did suggest last week that they had a chance based on paper anyway, because of the running. But now Lancaster, with that defeat, are essentially 9 points behind Scarborough with 9 points to play for at this stage. And the goal difference isn't favourable compared to Scarborough or Warrington. So I think I'm safe in saying Lancaster are now out of the playoff race. But just to put on record, good effort. Really good effort.
Yeah,
towards the end. They had me convinced. I really thought they were going to do it. Good effort. But speaking of effort, Witten... That's back-to-back wins now. And combined with the Basford United defeat to Matlock, that sees Witten Albion still in the relegation places, obviously, but 5 points behind Basford with 9 points still available. Just a reminder of the remaining 3 games for both sides. For Basford, they've got Stafford away on Saturday. On Bank Holiday Monday, it's Micklethwaite at home. We all know the last game. And for Witten, it's Radcliffe at home this Saturday, Warrington away on Monday, and we know that last game, don't we? Witten against Basford at Winsham Park. So, James, with all that in mind, we have to say it. Witten, it's plausible now rather than being outlandish, the possibility of them surviving. There's still a lot of work to do. I mean, the Warrington match looks very daunting, to say the least. But the fact that they go head-to-head next Saturday, potentially, could be huge, really, couldn't it?
Witten Albion have given themselves the hope there at this moment in time. They've given themselves a fighting chance. All it takes, as well, is one result for Basford. Are Witten on something? We'll find out.
It's a great league this year. It really is. Just to cover off a couple more results, Nantwich Town 2, Atherton calls 2. Joel Stair there scoring 2 goals. James Hooper scoring 2 goals. So that sees 2 goals each and the points shared for Nantwich Town.
And officially safe for both sides as well.
Right, that's good news. So Nantwich Town and Atherton calls both on 47 points. And when you look at the records are identical. 13 wins, 8 draws, 18 losses, and the goal difference, -7 versus -8. So we shouldn't be too surprised that it finished a draw there at the Weaver Stadium. And one last result to talk about from the weekend, Gainsborough Trinity 2, Micklover 0. I repeat, Gainsborough Trinity 2, Micklover 0. Micklover have finally been beaten. That was 5 games unbeaten for Micklover, and it has come to an end. But I think it was job done anyway. Thanks to those wins. Micklover heading into this weekend on 48 points, sitting in 14th. But that win for Gainsborough, how important is that, James? Sees them on 46, and any notion of them getting tied into this relegation battle with Witten and Basford has been removed now, I think.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to take a huge permutation for them to go down potentially. But yeah, I think they've got out of it with 3 to go. Because I think Gainsborough's matches, they're not necessarily the easiest with Scarborough and Whitby still to go there.
So that's the Premier Division. Like I said, we'll be hearing from Thomas Feeney in a second, non-league report from the other side of the Pennines, for a talk about Saturday's fixtures for this weekend. Just a reminder for those of you who've joined this podcast late and refused to listen back to the start of the show, even though you heard it when you press play, this is part one of our Easter special. So there's no interviews this week. We're just purely doing the results. And we'll have another show out on Sunday evening, which will be featuring games around Bank Holiday Monday. Just to talk briefly about what's going on elsewhere, it's looking like the East Division playoff race has been sorted now. Brighouse Town need a huge goal swing, but a credible win over Sheffield on Saturday in the East Division. But they're 6 points behind Shildon with 2 games to play. Shildon do have a better goal difference as well. But Brighouse's form recently, we didn't really mention it last week on the Step 4 show, but some managers did. They have been flying, haven't they, James? So fair play to Brighouse for really pushing it as far as they could. It's still mathematically possible. When it comes to the title race in the East, we'll cover it off with Tom in a second, but Liversidge travelling to Mask this weekend. Both teams won last weekend to set this game up. And big good luck to both managers. But the playoffs looks like it's Cleethorpes, Stockton and Shildon, plus either Liversidge or Mask. We did have a piece of correspondence in about this, James. It's the old hobby horse. We've had many, Swampy's old hobby horse, about how many points cleared you have to be to not get promoted but not be automatically promoted, and that's going to be a question that will be asked this week, but we've seen it before, haven't we? But that's how the East Division's looking. When it comes to the West Division, Warrington Rylands travelled to Workington last week, finished all square on Saturday, so the race continues. Warrington Rylands with 2 games left. They're 1 point ahead of Workington, who've got a game in hand. The title is going to be between those two. Although Leek and Marine still mathematically can win the title, and there is points available for them to do that. So we'll wait and see. When it comes to the playoff race, Runcorn Linnets and Clitheroe, we obviously heard from both managers last week on the Step 4 show. Runcorn Linnets got that win at Newcastle Town. The gap is now 5 points between those two. Clitheroe and Runcorn have now played the same number of games, so it goes into this weekend, essentially. Runcorn Linnets, though, are hosting Leek Town. The aforementioned Leek Town, who are still involved in the title race, potentially. Clitheroe are hosting Glossop North End. So, on paper, it might get a bit tighter, that race between 5th and 6th, based on those fixtures anyway. But we should also add Marine are taking on Workington this weekend, which is huge. Warrington Rylands will be looking at all this going, I'm glad we're not involved this weekend. But there we go. And then it all gets complicated by Monday, depending on what happens on Saturday. Workington taking on Kendal, Clitheroe travelling to Cone, Leek taking on Kidsgrove in a bit of a Staffordshire derby. Warrington travelled to 1874 Northwich Marine, taking on Bootle in a Merseyside derby. Runcorn that's taking on Prescott Cables. So West Division, still stuff happening very much in that division. And speaking of stuff happening, the Midlands Division, don't take your eyes off this league, everyone. Ilkeston, Hales Owen, Chasetown and Stamford all picking up victories last weekend. So the title race continues. Stamford, we heard from Graham Drury last week, they remain 6 points off top spot, but there's 9 points still available for Stamford. So not done yet. Ilkeston, Hales Owen and Chasetown separated by just 3 points as well. And when it comes to the final playoff spot in the Midlands Division, Belper Town and Carlton Town, two of them went head-to-head at the weekend. Belper Town losing by 2-1. Big congratulations to Carlton. Quite a week as well. We obviously heard from Tommy Brookbanks last week ahead of that game and the Nottinghamshire Senior Cup semi-final. And Carlton beat Nottingham Forest on Tuesday. So Carlton, what a week they've had. So the playoff race continues. The gap between Belper and Carlton is now 4 points. This weekend's matches, Carlton Town travelling to Cambridge City. Belper Town, as we mentioned last week, hosting Hales Owen Town. Whilst on Monday, Carlton Town will be hosting Spalding United, Belper Town travelling to Loughborough Dynamo. So still all up in the air, but very nervous, I'm going to suggest, for both clubs. For the title race, Ilkeston on Saturday travelling to Bedworth United. Hales Owen, as we mentioned, travelling to Belper Town. Chasetown will be travelling to Wishbeach Town, and Stamford will be hosting Coleshill Town. Coleshill now 8 points from the playoffs with 9 points still available. So an outside shot at the playoffs at this point. But James, there we go. That's our little roundup. Should say the Stepford Show will be back next week when we'll be talking to whoever wins these leagues. That show will be out on Sunday next week. So look out for that one. But who knows who's going to win these leagues, eh, James? What's happening this weekend then? How could people keep across it all?
So on Twitter, Official Northern Premier, Facebook, Instagram and TikTok, Northern Premier League. Obviously, with Saturday as well, we've double set of fixtures. We'll be doing the half times and full times as and when they happen, where we can. And then if anyone does clinch a league, you'll know about it straight away because the cap slots will be back on.
Yes! Love the cap locks. Something big has happened. Good. James, big thank you for joining me. That's on cap lock as well. We'll hear you again on the second part of this Easter special out on Sunday evening. So look out for that one. And yeah, catch up over the weekend and have a good Saturday.
Thanks to you, Ben. Thank you very much.
Well, a big thank you to James Hayes for joining me on this week's show, but it's now time to gaze into the future. And joining me in the month of April now, as we enter the last few games of the season, it's a big welcome back to the show now to non-league journalist from the other side of the Pennines. It's Thomas Feeney. Hello, Thomas. How are you?
I'm not too bad, thank you, mate. And yeah, it's getting really interesting now, isn't it?
It really is. At this point, there's going to be a couple of fixtures, therefore, that we quickly gloss over. We are at that stage of the season now where people start thinking about the holidays more than anything. But there are some important games this weekend. First thing we have to remind everyone now, when we talk about permutations and everything, there's only 9 points remaining for each team to get. So we are at the stage now where we are crossing off teams and we will gloss over some fixtures pretty quick. But we're not going to do that with this opening fixture. Mickleover hosting Buxton. Firstly, Thomas, it's a Derbyshire derby. Mickleover, very, very tricky, say the least, even though they are safe now. Buxton have to keep winning because South Shields are really keeping them honest, that's for sure. So, Buxton firstly, travelling to Mickleover this weekend. Thoughts?
Well, it's crucial, isn't it? I mean, it is just... And I think this is the thing is for Buxton, they know one slip up and South Shields are going to do all they can to make sure that they take full advantage of it. So there's a lot riding on this. You know, obviously the proximity of the match is one thing, but the main thing here is for Buxton, in what has been, you know, it was a free horse race. I mean, for a time it was five or six teams were thinking they had a real chance. It then went down to a free horse race. Then it's a two horse race. And now it's 9 points to make history for Buxton. they will be hoping that they are that team that does it. And if not, it's going to be a real letdown for either Buxton or South Shields, whichever team doesn't go up automatically. They're then in them playoff places thinking, wow, what a chance we had to go up automatically. And it will play a part, I think, for those playoffs. So, you know, for Buxton, there's a lot on the line and it's just all about keeping the run going. You know, draws aren't enough, though, I'd say. It has to be a win for them for this game, and we'll see whether that's the case or not.
And this is the problem with sport, everybody. There's a fallacy, isn't there, that runs continue forever. And they don't. They come to an end, which is why when we make predictions about momentum, sometimes we get it wrong. So all we can say is, as Tom says, 9 points from the next three games would do it for Buxton. That's a fact. However, South Shields are right behind them. Talking about, you know, runs coming to an end. It can work the other way. And South Shields' away form at the moment is not great. Can that change this weekend? They're travelling to FC United knowing that they have to get a win. They cannot afford that gap at the top to potentially get to 5 points. So it's a must win for FC United. There's 7 points from the playoffs. There's only 9 points remaining. I think this is the only team I can say this about because I'm biased. But I think FC United are pretty much out of the playoff race now. Does that make them more dangerous, do you think, this weekend?
Well, it's a weird one, isn't it? Because I think I would say they are out of it, but you just never know because a win this weekend, a couple of results going their way, win all three games and FC United have at least got a chance. But again, I think that might be the message now. Just enjoy it, you know, enjoy these games because there's obviously going to be a big push for next season, kind of going on the thing of that they won't make the playoffs, but you never know. But for South Shields, you talk about the pressure on Buxton, the pressure's there on South Shields as well because I think anything other than a win against FC United, you know, even a draw, which if you take away the permutations of where we are now, if you said at the start of the season, you're going to go to FC United and get a draw, probably look and think on its own, that's not a bad point. That's not a bad result. But the permutations then are that South Shields, there'd be two games to go and Buxton would still be top, whatever happens with them. So again, it's just, and I think I'm going to be saying this for a select number of games, but it is just such a massive game because the pressure on South Shields is there. Again, I think for both Buxton and South Shields, their managers are just going to be saying, look, we can only focus on ourselves. There's no point wondering how the other team's doing. But
Thomas, that away form that I touched upon, it has to come to an end. They cannot go into the playoffs. Not that it'll necessarily be important because they're likely to have home advantage, but they have to sort out the away form, don't they? I mean, one win in the last 10 away games to South Shields, it does have to come to an end, surely, before the end of the season.
Yeah, and I think the frustration for South Shields would be that win was against Warrington Town, you know, a really good performance and a really good result. And then, you know, their next away game after that was Buxton, and you'd think, surely that's it. And then, you know, they go to Morpeth and lose. They go to Mickleover and lose. They go to Ashton and lose. And then 4 games after that in their away matches, they've gained 3 points out of a possible 12. So you have to say it does have to come to an end at some point. But if South Shields do not go up this season, it is 100% down to their away form, you know. And you'd argue it's down to their recent away form as well, because you look at some of those results. Last three games, I think Basford United, who are struggling away from home, you only draw. Lancaster City, you know, and Lancaster have gone on a really good run of form, but the thing of that Lancaster in a way don't have too much to play for and they lose. And then Gainsborough Trinity, and again, I know Gainsborough have got really good home form and I know the circumstances of the goal and everything, how it went, but still, if you said from them three games, if you can win one of them, you're then really pushing up the table, you're going for it. And they've gained 2 points out of 9 from there. You know, that away form is going to be the difference if they do not go up. But again, it does have to come to an end at some point. It's just whether or not it will be before the end of this season or going into the next one.
And I've got a funny feeling that a win for South Shields will probably see them have home advantage for the playoffs. I'm saying that out loud. It's 6 points, isn't it? So they're 6 points clear of Matlock Town. A win, they've got a better goal difference. That would pretty much secure playoff advantage at home for the semi-final and definitely for the final if South Shields make it that far. But I don't think Kevin Phillips is even thinking about the playoffs. He wants that top spot. But tough game this weekend. South Shields away at SC United. Matlock Town are the team who will be looking to keep South Shields on their toes on Saturday afternoon for that potential home advantage. They're back in form. A win last weekend after a series of draws. This week, Paul Phillips' side will be hosting Nantwich Town, knowing that that win last weekend, pretty much, it's 7 points the gap between themselves and Bamber Bridge. Matlock have got a far superior goal difference, so it's pretty much nailed on now that Matlock are in the playoffs, but they can seal the deal this weekend with a win over Nantwich, Thomas. They've got hit form at the right time all of a sudden.
Yeah, I think, you know, again, it's this thing of you can look at the positives and the negatives from this, because for Matlock, if those series of draws had been a series of wins, they'd be there. You know, they would be fighting for the automatic promotion, but it was an important win last weekend. And again, you know, a really tough win away from home against a team who were, you know, scrapping themselves at the wrong end of the table for them to get that win. I think the playoffs, again, you know, you never know with football. You kind of say one thing and then the other happens normally. So if Matlock don't get in the playoffs, I do apologise, but I can't see Matlock not being in them playoffs come the end of it, whatever happens really, just for how big the gap is at the moment. But again, I think that probably the message will be, look, if South Shields drop points, there's a chance here that to maybe get second place, and what that comes with it, you know, it's certainly something worth going for. So, you know, for Matlock, it is a massive game. And I think for Nantwich, I think the last time I was on, they were just starting a run of games where you thought they can get a few results from this. And that win against Grantham and that fantastic victory against Scarborough Athletic kind of has pushed them to, again, I want to say that they're safe. I feel like they will be safe. The difference in points at the minute, you can't mathematically say that that is the case, but I think for Nantwich, they should be in the Premier next season,
I think given the points, this is complicated, but I think James cleared it up last week with the spreadsheet that he's got at MPL Show Towers, that I think it's pretty clear that the MPL is going to be okay in comparison to the other divisions. And we said it on the monthly show last week, fair play to these teams like Nantwich, Micklover, Radcliffe, Atherton Coles, Gainsborough, Hyde, Stalybridge, even Basford. They've got point tallies which are really high. So, you know, fair play to them. So I think points per game-wise, they should be okay. For a team like Basford, though, it's just a question of Witt and Albion, can they catch them? That's the only question now, I think, down the bottom.
And that's good. You know, again, it's this whole thing of just with how complicated the whole thing is. You just never want to say one team's definitely, but I think for Nantwich, look, the run they've gone on, they deserve to stay up. You know, they had a bit of a sticky patch, and I think for them, you know, compared to the last few seasons and how well it's been, it'll be a disappointing season, you know, but lessons learnt from it, and, you know, they'll be hoping to move on for the next campaign.
Sorry, my solicitor's just been in touch. I feel like I should come up with a disclaimer for what I just said. Those are just bits and bobs that I've heard from other people. Don't go off what I'm telling you. Don't set your budgets based on what I've just told you if you're a club manager listening in. Find out yourself off your secretaries. That's fine, is it, Thomas, what I just said? That's
all right. I think legally we're covered there.
Yeah, I think there was I think someone's heart skipped a beat last week. I think Barwell had a chance of clawing some points back, but I think generally the league's okay at this stage for that 20th spot. But do check with your club secretaries before going off what I tell you, for goodness sake. Teams who are not quite in the playoffs yet, Warrington Town and Scarborough Athletic, both on 65 points. But Bamber Bridge have really, and Morpeth, we have to say, have really put the cat amongst the pigeons over the past week or so. Firstly, Warrington this weekend. Warrington will be travelling to Atherton Coles. Tough, tough game. Gainsborough Trinity will be travelling to Scarborough Athletic. I'm going to suggest, on paper anyway, I'm going to suggest that Scarborough Athletic have got the easier of the two games there. But Scarborough's form has been a bit stuttery recently. And we can't take nerves out of this equation, can we, Thomas? The nerves are, it's on this race now. And everyone knows it, even the players.
Yeah, I think that's the thing is, You look at Scarborough in their last three games, 2 points from nine. You know, before that, it was a really good run of form and gone on this really good unbeaten run. They'd matched their record from when they gained promotion from the NCL Premier how many years ago, and unbeaten in all competitions. And I think it kind of was one of those where you just felt, yeah, Scarborough and Warrington are going to be all right. They'll be okay. As long as Bamber Bridge don't pick up out of the last four games, as long as they don't win three of them, you know, if they can lose one as well, it'll be... And then all of a sudden, you know, probably just looking over the shoulder a little bit, especially for Scarborough with goal difference, because at the minute, Bamber Bridge, I think they're one goal better than Scarborough. So it's kind of even that for Warrington. I think it's more than 10 goals is the difference. So, you know, that can play a part and maybe just eases it for Warrington a little bit. But like you said, going to Atherton Coles is never an easy game. And especially with maybe the lack of pressure again, it's interesting how some of these games you're kind of saying, right, this team has nothing to play for. But with some teams, they kind of are more dangerous when that's the case.
I was going to say, Thomas, what I said earlier about the points tally being so high down the bottom end, that could be mirrored by how low the points tally is at the top end, because #, there's no easy games in this league. I mean, the evidence is there for everyone to see in the points tally.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of the thing for it as well, is maybe for some of these clubs that have... They've done a good job to stay up. They've done a good job with, you know, recent form. They can also set a bit of a marker and say, right, let's build a bit of momentum going into next season, because a lot of these teams at the bottom end of the table have beaten teams at the top of the table throughout the season. So it would not be a massive surprise if one or two, in quotation mark, shock results take place before the end of the season.
And here's the key, right? We've played 39 games in the Northern Premier League, Premier Division. Buxton, top of the table, 77 points. In the Isthmian League, Worthing, 91 points. In the Southern League Central, Banbury United, 93 points. In the Southern League, Taunton Town, 85 points after roughly the same amount of games played. So it goes to show you just how competitive the NPL Premier Division is this year. And we've got to say, I think if Buxton, all due respect to those three teams, but if Buxton played any of those teams in a cup competition, you'd fancy Buxton, wouldn't you? So there, I'm biased, I know, Thomas, but I think I've flown the flag there for the NPL.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. I think, you know, it's this whole thing of when you look at the other leagues at the top, how teams have been able to go on, you know, 10, 15, 20 game unbeaten runs, and you're looking and thinking, wow, they've dropped 2 points here. What a surprise. Well, in the Northern Premier League, actually going on a run of unbeaten games, it's kind of, you know, been a bit of a knock for some teams, because you're looking at them and thinking, right, you know, they've got a tough game there, right? That they're away from home, that's going to be tough. That away from home, that's going to be tough. And, you know, I'd go further and say, you know, you look at Buxton against those top teams. I think if you look at South Shields against the teams that are currently second in them leagues, you'd say South Shields would win. Matlock, Warrington and Scarborough against those teams that are also in the playoffs in the other leagues, you'd say they'd, you know, definitely give a good account for themselves. So I think it just shows you how this season... There hasn't been, you know, the hashtag, there hasn't been an easy game, has there, at all?
No, absolutely not. And that takes me to the next fixture. This is #, game of the weekend, Bamber Bridge against Morpeth Town. And, you know, I've said to you numerous times, Thomas, in the last few months, it's not quite winner stays on, whatever fixture we were talking about at that point. I'm going to suggest at this point, it probably is. This is a must-win game, especially for Morpeth. 5 points outside the playoffs. Bamber Bridge, 3 points outside the playoffs. What do you think? I mean, if it was at Morpeth, I might suggest Morpeth were almost guaranteed the win here, but they're away. So it's all up in the air, I'm going to suggest.
Well, I'm going to disagree with you a little bit on this, because I think it's a must-win game for both teams. I really do think with Bamber Bridge, if they don't win this, you know, even if they gain a point... And let's say, even if results go their way, you know, Warrington and Scarborough both drop points themselves, there is still that gap to claw with two games to go. And if I'm a Scarborough or Warrington fan, I'd be thinking, right, nice draw. Let that be a nice draw. You know, both teams drop some points. If Morpeth gain the win, they've got a bit of momentum going into those final two matches. Well, if Bamber Bridge win, there's a chance at the end of the day they will be in the playoff places. You know, I know it'd take Scarborough losing, or I think they'd have to, you know, they'd have to win quite heavily in Warrington and have to lose quite heavily. But there's a lot, you know, this is such a massive game, and you're kind of looking at it that a draw, this is my prediction, a draw, I'll say neither of them will get in the playoffs. And then if it's a Morpeth win, it's, you know, it'll be tough. If it's a Bamber Bridge win, they are the team then that have got momentum with two games to go, and they will really be breathing down the neck of both Warrington and Scarborough.
And we are approaching the stage as well where if Warrington and Scarborough win, then there would only be 6 points remaining for Bamber Bridge and Morpeth to claw back. And the gap could be, if Morpeth win, it could be 5 points, couldn't it, with 6 points remaining. So that's where we are at the moment. I suppose the message is Scarborough and Warrington just need to keep winning and do their side of the bargain, and they won't have anything to worry about. But we know football's not like that. Anyway, let's go to the next team outside of the top seven. That's now Whitby Town. Whitby have got Ashton United this weekend. Congratulations, we said it before, Ashton United, winners of the Manchester Premier Cup final on Tuesday night against Hyde United. So they've got a bit of a spring in the step. Whitby haven't got a spring in the step at the moment. They picked the wrong time, haven't they, to be a bit stuttery, I'm going to suggest.
Yeah, and I think for Whitby, the disappointment has to be the last four games they've played, four teams that are all, I suppose, wrong end of the table might be the wrong word in terms of Radcliffe, because they've, you know, gone on a nice little run. But Stalybridge Celtic, you'd think, right, that's got to be a win. At home to Basford, you'd think that's got to be a win. I know they beat Grantham before that, but they've gained 1 point out of nine against three teams that are bottom half of the table. And that's the difference between them kind of going into this weekend thinking, right, we have got a real chance of getting in them playoff places. And they are now requiring, you know, not only them going on, to me, they've got to win all three games, and kind of the snookers involved where other teams are going to have to drop points. There's going to have to be a couple of teams that just go on a bad run of form. I mean, it isn't out of the question, but it is unlikely now. And I think that'll be really disappointing for Whitby, just because not that long ago, you know, they looked like the team that were really putting pressure on that fifth place. And then all of a sudden, they've just had this wobble and, you know, it's really cost them.
Well, we did say at the start of this bit of the show that we'd be glossing over a couple of fixtures, and we might as well gloss over them now. I mean, Lancaster City, I've been flying the flag for them in the last couple of weeks or so, because I was looking at the fixtures and thinking, you know what, they could do this. But they're 9 points behind Warrington and Scarborough now, with only 9 points to play for. They've got a negative goal difference, so they'll be travelling to Stalybridge Celtic. Stalybridge Celtic, they are in 19th, but I think they're 8 points clear of Witton Albion. We've already discussed that 20th place. They just needed another point, really, to confirm things. But a win for Basford and a win for Witton, and maybe Stalybridge might be looking over the shoulder a bit, but I think they've got games to play yet, haven't they? So I don't think they're necessarily in that much peril, famous last words. But I'm going to suggest that's one of the games we quickly gloss over, Thomas, even though I've given it that big preamble there, explaining why I'm glossing over it. Yeah, go on.
No, I just think, yeah, both teams will be in the NPL Premier next season, but they are famous last words.
Another game which we're going to gloss over is Grantham Town against Hyde United. Obviously, we mentioned it last week about Grantham Town departing the NPL Premier Division this season. So they're already relegated. Hyde United, they're on 46 points. So it's exactly what we just said about Stalybridge Celtic, but 1 point better. So again, I think we can quickly gloss over that fixture there. But big good luck to all four sides that I've just quickly dismissed from the show this week, unceremoniously. I do apologise. Now, where was it going? Let's talk about the bottom two. We've touched upon it there, Thomas, briefly, but Witton Albion, they're taking on Radcliffe. I think Radcliffe are more than safe now. Basford United, they're travelling to Stafford Rangers. Now, Stafford Rangers, they're like FC United, aren't they? They're 7 points from the playoffs. It's asking a lot for them to be in the playoffs now, but it is you know, Stafford Rangers have been difficult all season long, haven't they? And have been very good this year, Stafford Rangers. So tough game for Basford. Can Witton Albion, Thomas, do you feel the Great Escape is on, bearing in mind that Simo listens to this show?
The pressure's on now. I think when you look at the fixtures that were coming up for Witton, the Morpeth Town game for me, I thought, right, they'll lose that, and that's pretty much that. And then they won that, and you're thinking, okay, next game, Lancaster City, who at the time with a win would be a little bit nearer to maybe getting near them playoff places. You're thinking, well, away from home, they'll lose that. Okay, they win. And you're thinking, there is always one team that those last few games, you just keep thinking, right, well, they'll lose that and they're out. And they keep winning. And Witton are that team. I would say they are going to be that team. Whether they've left it too late or not is the question, because 9 points to play, 5 points off with a much worse goal difference. It's certainly not in their hands. It's certainly, you know, for Basford, I think one win for Basford and that should be it. But you look at Basford's run of form and you think, okay, that win might not arrive. So it gives Witton something certainly to play for. And I mean, if they pull this off, what an incredible Great Escape it will be. And going into this weekend, you've got to say it is just about, it kind of on, they've got the fingernails on the edge of a cliff. They are that close to going down, but there is a way that they can stay up. And, you know, they're certainly giving it one last hurrah to try and do so.
I mean, it's pretty much all on Basford. It's like we said about Warrington and Scarborough. We can come up with all the permutations of how they drop out of the playoffs, but ultimately what we're talking about is if Warrington and Scarborough win, they'll be fine. And that's the same with Basford, isn't it? But that's where the pressure comes in. A big good luck to both Witton and Basford anyway this weekend, because it's not nice. What we're not talking about, you know, the excitement of the playoffs here. It's not nice, is it, the relegation battle? And I've forgotten how not nice it is after a few years of it being absent from this show. But big good luck to both Basford and Witton this weekend, both wanting to stay in the NPL Premier Division. Thomas, just before you go, speaking of staying in the Premier Division, let's go briefly to two teams trying to join the Premier Division. And I'm coming to you because obviously, you know, you know this club very, very well, Liversidge, well and truly in your patch. Yeah. And they're travelling to Mass United this weekend in the East Division. We had both managers on the Step 4 show last week. How big is this game, do you feel, in Step 4 world?
I would say in terms of general football, people will say Man City, Liverpool, oh, it's a title decider, it's 6-pointer, all this. No. This is the definition of a 6-pointer. This is the definition of a title decider. To me, whoever wins this, if there is a winner, they are going up. They will be crowned champions. They are going up. If it's a draw, then wow, what an end it is going to be. And, you know, again, we talk about teams that have accumulated impressive points totals. To get to the end, near the end of a season, and both teams have got more than 85 points.
It's incredible.
It's absolutely phenomenal. And I think it was back in December, you could see it was starting. But it's that whole thing of you thinking, new year, normally one team tails off just a little bit. You know, there's one team they go on a little run where maybe they drop two or three games where they go, oh no, we're three without a win now. And it's just not happened here. And I think what's so just for me about it is, both teams are scoring goals for fun. You know, both teams are going to, they're probably both going to end the season on over 100 goals scored. Both teams are conceding not many, which again, you know, I know normally you have that where a team, you know, does well, both going forward and defensively, but it's just how near both are in terms of how few they've conceded. Both under 30 goals, both scored over 90 goals so far. I mean, it's just absolutely incredible. And I do feel like, I really am going to sit on the fence with this and say I think it'll be a draw, and I do think it'll go down to goal difference at the end of it. And if it does, whoever doesn't go up, you know, I have got to say, I hope they win the playoff and, you know, they do go up in some way, because to just have the season both these teams are having, if one of these teams then at the end of it doesn't go up, I mean, you know, it's going to be absolutely heartbreaking for whoever that team is, because both of them have just been absolutely phenomenal, and what an incredible season it's been for both teams. And it's kind of one of those where you just think, oh, wouldn't it be great if they just went, right, yeah, go on then. Somehow we're going to have it that both of you go up.
Well, someone got in touch actually with the show last week and said, isn't it a shame that one of them could possibly miss out on automatic promotion given they're 20 points ahead of everyone else. But those are the rules, aren't they? So it's just the way it is. But just to finish this bit off, because you said a win would do it for either side. I don't know. Liversidge have got next two games after this. They've got Brighouse at home. And you know how well Brighouse are playing at the minute. And then they've got, and that's a derby as well, isn't it? And then they've got Worksop away to finish things off. Mask have got Stockton Town away next. And then Ossett United at home. And Ossett are very decent as well, aren't they? So, oh, who knows? I wouldn't want to be Jonathan or Carl at the moment. I couldn't handle the nerves of all this, to be fair. And I don't even support these two clubs. So I'm really nervous for them. But, oh, it's good. It's good to have promotion back and all this, isn't it? It's been decided properly on the field of play.
How we have missed it.
Yeah, we really have. But Thomas, big, big thank you for joining us on this week's show. We will get you back on. We're doing a special show in early May where we're going to have a little review of the season and talk about, you know, who's performed well and that kind of thing. We might do a unofficial manager of the year, so it'd be good to get your thoughts on that. But a big thank you for joining us for these fixture previews this year, my friend. It's been twisty and turny, but we got there in the end, didn't we?
Thank you. A pleasure as always. Although I will say, I don't think I've got one prediction right so far.
No, I don't think anyone has. But big thank you for joining us, Thomas. Just before you go, how could people follow you on Twitter and your non-league musings and stuff?
If you want to be bored silly, it's at Thomas Feeney on Twitter.
And a big thank you to Thomas Feeney for joining us on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. Just a reminder, this is just part one of this week's NPL show. We will be back on Sunday night with a results roundup from Saturday's matches, as well as a big fixture preview for the matches on Bank Holiday Monday. In the meantime, for the latest goings-on from the world of the Northern Premier League, you can visit the website www.thenpl.co.uk. But I've been Ben, and you all make sure you all have a lovely and safe weekend. Bye-bye.